Police: Suspect arrested for leaving porn-filled Easter eggs in mailboxes. By Amy Furr on April 9, 2020. A woman was arrested Wednesday for allegedly putting Easter eggs containing explicit content into residents' mailboxes in Flagler County, Florida. In a press release Thursday, the Flagler County Sheriff's Office (FCSO) said it had received numerous calls from people who found the plastic eggs inside their mailboxes since Sunday. The eggs reportedly contain pornographic images, non-threatening references to local churches and county buildings, and other miscellaneous items, the release stated. Wednesday evening, the FCSO received additional reports about a woman being seen placing the eggs inside mailboxes on Hernandez Avenue. The release continued. Corporal Jacob had previously identified the suspect vehicle as a 2004 silver Honda Civic. FCSO's Problem Area Crime Enforcement (PACE) unit began to search areas where the reports were coming from. At 11:19 p.m., PACE located the vehicle traveling north on Belter Parkway at Whiteview Parkway and a traffic stop was conducted. During the investigation, 42-year-old Abriel Sestoni, DOB April 10, 1977, admitted to placing the items in the mailboxes, stating that she was educating people. The officers said Sestoni, who reportedly works at the public supermarket on Hammock Avenue, had a bag full of pornographic material inside her vehicle and told police she had distributed over 400 pamphlets in the past few days. Following her arrest, the FCSO said the suspect did not have any symptoms related to the coronavirus. "Our team did a great job in tracking this deranged offender down and taking her into custody," Sheriff Rick Staley commented. "Thankfully, she did not appear to be sick with COVID-19 symptoms, but she certainly needs some help," he noted. The suspect was charged with 11 counts of distributing obscene material, according to the press release. She was additionally charged with driving with a suspended license and violating Executive Order 20-91 for conducting travel not related to essential activity, the release continued. Sestoni was later booked into the Sheriff Perry Hall Inmate Detention Facility and is currently being held on a $7,000 bond. Additional charges may be pending as the investigation continues, the release concluded.